Okay, so before we return to Hilcha Malachim and Tavkei Mashiach, I just wanted to share an idea about this week's parasha, not for the purpose of discussing this week's parasha, that would be a much longer discussion, but just one point, because I think it's something that is often misunderstood, or at least understood in ways that I think are problematic, and I think I'm not alone in thinking that. And it's a suggestion which I think not only helps us to understand that particular pasuk or even the surrounding parts of Torah, but it also is very important in terms of understanding the kind of a paradigm for how things work in learning in general, in a certain sense. And hopefully you'll understand when we get there. Okay, so people are always bothered by the fact, I certainly was bothered by the fact that Rivka, who goes to such great lengths to try and see to it that Yaakov receives the bracha, doesn't seem to do the most obvious thing that any of us would have thought would be the thing that she should have done, which is to tell Yitzchak about the nevuah of Rav Yavod Zayir. Right? That's like the most obvious thing. She goes through all the what? In other words, at the beginning of the parsha, it says that when it talks about the when she was first pregnant, it says that read the pasuk for a moment over here. It says that vayitrotzitzu abanim bekirba vatomrim kein lama ze anochi v'telechu droshet Adonai. Right. So Rivka doesn't understand what's going on. And she's having this difficult pregnancy, and she goes, L'droshet Hashem. Okay. Vayom Adonai la, Shnei goyim bevitnech, U'shnei l'umim mimein ayach yiparetu, U'la'om mil'om ye'amatz, V'rav ye'avod sa'ir. Okay? So there was this, Hashem told her, V'rav, right, the older one, ye'avod sa'ir, will serve the younger one. So there you have it, right? The young one is the chosen one. So why didn't she just tell Yitzchak? Hashem told me for Rav Yavod Zayir, right? Instead of going through all these things and tricking and kulev kulev. And I think that there are several important answers to that question. In part, I think that if you look at the larger context, it's necessary for Yaakov to go through the process that he does. It's a process of growth and development, and that's one aspect. But there's another idea that I think is another thing that one can suggest that supplements that idea. And I think it's an obvious point, but it's an important point. And I think it helps a lot with both understanding this and understanding how things work in general. I would argue that Rivka did tell Yitzchak, or that Yitzchak knew independently. It doesn't matter. But that I have no reason to think that Yitzchak didn't know about the nevuah of Rav Yavod Zayir. So, I mean, if you knew that Hashem said Rav Yavod Zayir, so he's saying that, no, but I'm going to pick, nonetheless, I think that I want to pick Esav. I think that Hashem is wrong. I don't think that's what's going on. We have this nevuah, we have this pasuk of Rav Yavod Zayir. But, you know, any one of us who's experienced the process of learning knows that if you have a machloka, right, a machloka between Rashi and the Ramban, a machloka between Rashi and Tosfot, the Rambam and the Ravi, whatever it is, it's not because one knew the Gemara and the other didn't, one knew the Pasuk and the other didn't. They interpret it in different ways. They understood it differently. They started from different assumptions, and they have a different, they saw it through a different prism. And maybe one can think that one is a better pshat than the other pshat, whatever, but bottom line, they're dealing with the same source. It's a question of how you interpret the sources, how you put them together, how you understand the totality of what's going on, right? We come across that all the time. And I think that this is a beautiful illustration of that idea. Yitzchak and Rivka, as I believe, both knew the nevuah of Rav Yavod Zayir. The question is how to interpret it. Rivka correctly understood that Rav Yavod Zayir means what? That the one who's chosen is the Tzair, right? And this has to do with the idea that we're later going to come across in terms of that Hevei Gevir Lachecha and all of that. But Yitzchak also knew V'Rav Yavod Sa'ir, but he understood it differently. How did Yitzchak interpret it? And it's very simple. Yitzchak knows, as does Rivka, that back in Perek Tedvav, we have the Nevuah that's given to Avraham, right? What's the Nevuah that's given to Avraham? Ki ger yezaracha be'eretz olahem, v'avadum v'inu otam arba me'ot shana. That what's going to happen to the Zera of Avraham, that they're going to be subjugated, they're going to be enslaved, right? V'avadum v'inu otam arba me'ot shana. If we have a Nevuah that v'rav ya'avod sa'ir, right, that the older one, meaning Esav, is going to be subjugated, is going to be an Eved to the younger one, Yitzchak argues that Davka, because of that Nevuah itself, of v'rav ya'avod sa'ir, therefore what? That's the proof that Esav is the one who's chosen to be the continuation of Avram and Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the fulfillment of this nevuah of Vavadumi Nuah Tamar Bameot Shana, and the next person, the next link in the chain, is going to be the person who's going to be subjected to Vavadumi Nuah Tam. So who is that? Well, Rivka herself will tell you that it's V'Rav Yavod Sa'ir. So Yitzchak says that's goof of the proof that Esav is the chosen one, not Yitzchak, right? What? What a coincidence. Okay. The Seder. Anyhow, so you don't take notes? The point is that I think that this is very important in terms of understanding, you know, how it's a kind of paradigm for how we've shown in Achronim approach of sources, and I think it's an insight into how learning works. But also I think otherwise it's just a very difficult thing. I mean, people I think reach very difficult and problematic conclusions about Yitzchak and Rivka because of, you know, assuming that that Rivka did not tell the Nevuah to Yitzchak. I don't think it's necessary to make that assumption. Okay, anyhow, that was just a quick point for those who are not familiar with it and those who were. Chazara.
Well, why did they discuss it?
Who said they didn't disagree? The fact that they didn't agree doesn't mean they didn't discuss it.
But why didn't, like, he listen to his wife?
He felt otherwise. He had a different opinion. I mean, why didn't she listen to him?
She got the Nevuah, so clearly she was an upper hand.
Okay. I mean, I think ultimately you're right. Clearly, you know, Rivka did have, but he didn't, that's not how he understood it. You know, it happens all the time, right? I mean, people often discuss things and still disagree. I'm not trying to say Yitzchak was right. All I'm trying to say is that, on the contrary, I think it's clear that he wasn't right. Rivka was right. But I'm simply trying to explain that I don't think it's that Rivka didn't discuss it with him or didn't argue the point with him. But he didn't accept it. You know, things happen all the time, right? Okay. Let's return to our regularly scheduled program. Perek Yudet. Okay, Perek. Sure.
So what was the Nevuah of Avraham referring to?
Oh, so the Nevuah of Avraham was, the question now with the Nevuah of Avraham was, the Nevuah of Avraham was referring to Yaakov, and in fact we find that exactly that Nevuah applied to Yaakov, right? When Yaakov goes, I'll give you one example, which is the major example, and we talk about this in Haggadah, for example. When Yaakov's in the house of Laban, right, it describes the process of Vavadum Vinuotam. And you look, every step of that Nevuah is applicable to Yaakov in the house of Lavan, right? It says, Lavan says to him, Achi Achi Ata Vavadatani Chinam. What's the shorish of Vavadatani? Eved, right? Same as Vavadum Vinuotam. And Et Onyi V'yigia Kapai Ra'a, Yaakov says that Hashem saw his Oni in the house of Lavan.